Blog Talk Radio. The Tiger and Lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain.
Sister Tanya, we're going to let you take it away.
Well, now. Well, greetings to you, Brother Dwyer and Brother Drew, and to all of our listening people who have been listening to us. I don't necessarily want to say listening audience, but you are a listening audience if you've been tuning in and if you tuned in to us today. I am delighted to be back to just kind of finish off, but I don't even think I could finish this subject because as I have been digging deeper and deeper into this subject, it really goes down to how deep you want to go into this subject. So today is part two of the square root of provide and protect. And in this conversation today, what we'll be able to continue to examine in this part two is this subject. And what we're going to do is what I like to do most times is go to the Google. because why? You know, I'm going to just say it to you like this, is that right now this is the baddest bitch in the cosmos because she got everybody giving her information. She is so smart now. You could speak something and voila, here go Google. It's on your side of your thing. So, you know, that's why I'm going to Google, because right now Google is going to be called a god in the future. Thank you. Excuse me. Did you want some of this ginger? Okay. Okay. Thank you. So, excuse me.
What you doing drinking ginger? What you doing drinking ginger tea? So am I.
Yeah. Get out of here. You always into my cosmos.
Pamela got me into. Pamela told me to remove the mucus, drink hot ginger tea. So that's what I'm doing. But
well,
Shonda had already told me that too.
Well, see, you know what? That's the beautiful thing about knowledge, is that it needs to travel. So what that knowledge did was it traveled through our circle, which we're gonna talk about, and we'll call that a clan today, because even though you and I had that conversation, and for whatever reason, it was not immediately inputted into your life, you had to go and have an experience and to meet that knowledge again.
Absolutely. A hard one. I had to call number two yesterday. I had so much mucus on me, and then I hadn't been taking my medicine. I hadn't took it in over a year, and she asked me what kind of medicine. She said, well, goddamn, fool, this is what you need to dry the shit up.
There we go. Now, see, this is also, you know, what you're showing today is that you and I, we always kind of on the same type of vibe, you know, even though we may not be right next to each other. It's really amazing how the relationship that we have built, you know, has sustained us even when we're not near each other. And that's really, really powerful. So, and we're going to talk about that too today, relationships, just a little bit. So, anyway, let's go back to the word provide. We talked about the square root already, so I don't want to spend any time on that. So, according to Google, the definition of provide is, by the way, it is a verb, is number one, is to make available for use, supply. Excuse me for a moment. I'm going to turn this fan off. It's interrupting. Hold on. Okay. Thank you all for waiting. And they have a sentence under here that says, these clubs provide a much appreciated service for this area. The synonyms that follow are supply, give, issue, furnish, lay out, come up with, dispense, bestow, impart, produce, yield, bring forth, bear, deliver, donate, contribute, pledge, advance, spare, part with, allocate, distribute, allot, assign, put forward, put up, proffer, present, extend, render, and there are more. And the second one is make adequate preparations for a possible event. And the sentence that's under there is new qualifications must provide for changes in technology. And I'm just going to read these synonyms and want to deal with that word right there. The synonyms: prepare, allow, make, provisions, make preparation, be prepared, anticipate, arrange, make arrangements, get ready, plan, make plans, cater. We have provided for further restructurings. Okay, so this word right here is just impactful because – when this question was initially laid out about kind of like what are the roles of both the male and the female, or what is what makes a man, this was a part of the question that brought us here to this conversation today. But the thing about provide is that I noticed that it was always mostly the men who said that, although let me take that back, because the school of thought that most people are pulling from says that the man is the provider. He is the one who provides. And so, but most people think that provide only means economics, and that is not the only meaning. It is one of them, but it is not the only one. But where it falls under the economics is that to provide links us to household, because the definition about being a provider has to have a household. That's how you become a provider, your household, you know. But household is a tax status. But before I go further, we need to also realize what Google Woogle has to say. Oh, Brother Dwyer, we need to be hashtagging that. We need to be like hashtag Google Woogle. And I'm telling you, we really need to go on and get that song out about the Google Woogle. You playing around. Let's get it going. We talking about it on air. All rights are reserved. We reserve the right to Google Woogle. You hear that, Google?
I might as well make a dance out of it.
Hell yeah, that'll be tight.
The Google Woogle dance.
The Google Woogle dance, baby. Yeah. Okay, so you all forgive our silliness. This information is always so heavy, you know, that sometimes you just have to bring that creative force in yourself, because you really can't even do this information if you do not have imagination. Because you have to see things from a different angle, and that's really what imagination is image and action. So you have to see this. So this is our creative side.
Sister Shonda.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Let me break this word down right quick. Imagination is a compound word. My great-great-grandpa taught me. You are created, that means it's got two meanings. You are created in the image, that means your mind is created in the image of your creator, who was your mama, your first mother, and you were supposed to create a great nation with her mind, meaning it all started in your imagination. It started in the mind. That's what imagination means. That's a heavy word. That's a word that maybe we need to do a lecture on, because that's a heavy word, because imagination is the image of a nation, and it all started in the mind, not the body. Everything starts mentally. You created in the image of what the Christians say of God. The only part of you created is your mind. Your body stays here. Your mind keeps traveling, if you know what I'm talking about. But that's a heavy word. So really get off into this word where you're coming with. I know where you're coming to with on the lecture part, but I just wanted to throw that in. Because this is talking about your mind. What kind of mind do you have? All right, sister.
Yes, and Dwight, that's critical to the household, because what kind of mind does the household possess? And basically, you literally can look at the female, and you'll be able to determine what kind of mind is in that household, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how we want to look at it. But under household, it's a noun. It says a house and its occupants regarded as a unit. The sentence read, the whole household was asleep. Synonyms, family, house, family circle, menage, clan, tribe, informal broad. Another sentence, the whole household was asleep. Wow, that's the same sentence. Why did they put that in there? Wow, maybe there's some kind of hidden message, because we know that the whole nation of the so-called black people are definitely asleep. So, shit, what is that? It was double there. That's a square root right there, boy. But look. But how critical is household is because, one, is that we need to know that a household, it is about the family. We need to also know that that household also, as I was talking about, what brought me to this was about a tax status, because people always think of the head of the household, but not so much the household and how the household itself, coming back to that family. What this whole thing is about, you know, really is about the unit of the family, because when you think about provide and protect, it is still bringing you back to that family. What are you? Who are you providing for? Are you only providing for yourself as an individual, which is you stand as an individual, but you never was only an individual, because when you come here, you already have two people that it took to bring you here. So automatically you come in a family or a clan. Now, how we get disconnected, that's where we're looking to seek the answers of how these missing pieces are gone, or how they have been reshaped and retooled so that we can be able to reestablish, those of us who want to, a household. We want to become a clan. We want to become a tribe of people again. And so here are some of the steps that we are putting forward that we have to deeply examine in order for us to do that. All right, so under here, there are questions that people have asked. And one of those questions is, what is the legal definition of household? This is a good question, and I think that we should ask that question of a lot of words. What is the legal definition of a word? I saw that, and it prompted me today, because a lot of things that happen to us is about legalities and laws. As a people, so many things that happen to us are outside even the bounds of this systematic law. So we really need to study that a little bit more. What it says is that members of household law and legal definition. A member of a household is defined by state and federal laws, which varies by jurisdiction. The Internal Revenue Services, IRS, defined a member of household as a person who is related to you or lives with you for the entire year as a member of your household. So that lawfulness, that, you know, that how important is that? I guess I want to say about understanding the depths of this word. And I did not even know that this study would take me kind of this way. You know, like I did not even consider some of the things that I am now on this journey of just looking at these two words would deliver to me. So I also wanted to, where is this about the head of the household and being a tax status? Well, I'm going to look for that here. I got so many windows open on this computer, and it looks like the more I click, the more damn windows open. See how this journey could take you down a damn rabbit hole. Okay, so I did not find that. But what I want to say is that if you, if I don't want to spend too much more time on that anyway, about it being a tax status, because most of us on here realize that head of a household is a tax status, because many of the people on here at one point or another in their adult life has been the head of a household, so you realize that that is the economic part of that. But there is also a religious part to that provide, because under the religions, there are sayings and there are verses that also talk about the head of the household and who is the head of the household. So before I get into that, Brother Dwyer or Brother Drew, do you all have any questions or anything that you want to say about being under the understanding of the word provide, that what kind of what, where that comes from, and first talk about head of household and tax status? Is there anything that either you want to say before I talk about religious?
Yes. Go ahead on, Brother Drew.
No, I'm just I'm just observing. I'm listening and observing today.
You listening to observe? I got something to say, Sister Shonda.
Yes.
Everything has a protocol, meaning it has an order. Now, when common sense tell us, and I'm going to be like Big Mama now, the provider, you each got duties. The female duties is to cook your food. Now, we're going to put a comma right there. Big Mama say when you see a comma, you put the pause. The female cooks your food, but she got to know what foods to cook to feed the family, because the most important part of the family is your meals, your intake of food. If you eating unclean food and the wrong food, then you killing brain cells. You're going to be just like you are right now in 2019. Goddamn mentally ill. 95% of the people mentally ill. It is very, very, very important to know that this female, she cooks the food, and you take your ass to work to provide. The female ain't got no business working other than in the castle, your goddamn castle, that she's the HNIC of that castle. And Big Mama was the HNIC. Both my grandmothers was the HNIC. They fixed your food. You didn't F what they have. Great-great-grandpa told me that them two old women in charge of two houses, the big house and the church house. If we had a protocol, Shonda, and we don't have a protocol, the key thing is the female has got to know what to cook for her children and her husband to produce this brain that can think outstanding. And be a, yeah. And see, all of this shit got to be taught, because the average female don't cook the food that the children is supposed to eat. Now, I know that Shonda and Mama Chi cooks the food for them bambitos, the live crew, to eat. I know. I done ate with you. See, you eat the correct food. You cannot produce children if the mama, the female, don't know what to cook. The male's job is to, just what it said, provider. You're supposed to take your ass to work and provide for your family. And half of the, and you don't have that in the mail. That's got to be taught to the male.
And Brother DeWire, I want to ask you a question. I know that your Big Mamas all had gardens. Who broke the ground for their gardens?
Who broke the grounds for the garden? Big Papa.
Correct.
We plowed the ground. And then my grandmother and my sister, number two, would get out there and plant and tend it. Big Papa just planted it. And he didn't go in their garden, goddamn it, because they didn't want you effing with their shit in their garden. They had it outlined a certain way, Grandpa says, so don't go in them old-ass women's garden messing with them. That was their personal thing, the flower bed, the herb bed. We had all of this one time, and they didn't work. The only black woman in the community in Crockett, Texas, worked was a school teacher. The grandmothers worked for old rich-ass white folks. But the woman that had babies, I don't know now one of them that worked.
You know
what?
I want to say, you know what, Brother DeWire, and that I want to come back for us. Just excuse me for a moment to talk about that word work, because, and I think that might help us a little bit too. Because what is being defined as work? Because to me, if the men are breaking the ground, that's a part of that providing. They're providing. They're breaking up the earth, that feminine energy. They breaking it up so that the feminine females that are there in that family, in that tribe, in that clan, could take the seeds and put it into the earth to develop the food, the right food, for the family, in order for the family to grow. Now, that's being really a serious provider when you can become self-sufficient because you have the land, because it really is all about the land, because if you have land, you really can become self-sufficient when you have land. Absolutely. So work. Well, the female works from day one. I mean, she works from the moment that she gets here to continue to grow, just as the male do. And the work that she does in her household should be equated to work, because it is a part of the development of providing a well-balanced household, a well nutrition, a good nutrition for the entire household, being able to understand mathematics and to be able to know what kind of financial decisions. All of this is a part of the process of work that we can take a look at. But we, in providing, we must, I'm going to come back to that word, Dwight, and that's why I had added that in here, was protocol, is because protocol is important, because in protocol you understand your relationship with yourself, knowing who your human anatomy is, and that natural part of your human anatomy, what do your human anatomy require? For example, when the baby is born, the mother breast is automatic, it's autonomous, no matter who she is, it fills up with milk for the baby. So the question is, who is that milk for? She got the baby. The baby got to eat. So what is that milk for? Because a lot of us really don't have a real full understanding that if the mama's breasts fill up after having a baby, that milk belongs to the baby. Some kind of disconnect took place somewhere in some way, shape, form, or fashion. And I think that if we deeply examine it, Brother DeWire, and I want you to talk about this real quick, is that when the female left her workplace at home and went outside of her workplace, she no longer could provide the proper nutrition for her family. She no longer could provide the balance that it takes in order to bring a fantastic mind into existence. So this conversation is very, very powerful. Brother DeWire, go ahead. What you got to say? I feel you over there.
we're going back to importance on eating the right food. If you're eating the right food, you're feeding the baby the right. Now, Big Mama said that they took the baby off of breast milk when the midwives quit having the babies and put the baby on pet milk and carnation milk and Karo Surge. Having your baby in the hospital, Big Mama said, they take your baby from you and put it in an incubator like it's a baby chicken for 7 days. When the baby, when Big Mama take the baby and put it in your arms and you feed him his milk, then you bond with him. So you bond with it. Like Big Mama told me that it is very, very, very important. And she said, when you open your eyes to see who had hit you across your ass was a big black ass woman like her with an apron and a bonnet on it. And in my case, she said, I hit your ass and you didn't say nothing. And Miss Lola, my other grandmother, said, you didn't hit him hard enough. And she busted me across my ass and I started hollering. And the first thing I seen was two big women that beat my ass till I was 13 years old. Shit, because I didn't want to mind, hell. It is very important that when the baby opened his eyes, who he see? What he see? A white folks? That's what he see. A white nurse, incubator. All of this got to stop, or you can birth the correct baby. It's when we started wanting to be white and went away from. And another thing, Sister Shonda, I know you ain't got time to. You ain't supposed to be laying down birthing that baby. It's a certain way. It's a protocol to birthing. Everything has an order, and we are out of order. When we go to the white man's house, you out of order. And that's our problem. Go ahead, Sister Sandy.
Well, and because we gave away our birthing rights, and that is what happened. Because the moment you go submit yourself to someone's institution, first of all, they make you sign your rights away when you walk through the door. So back to that law, we need to understand what we're doing when going to the institutions. You turn yourself over to them, that they have total rights over you. So that's why it's important that we begin to go back to see the protocol that goes in relationships and really building families. Being able to understand what we need to provide for one another. So in that provision, we need to provide a safe space to bring our children into existence, because many of us are suffering because of what the European people in their institutions did to us as babies. The vaccinations and their vaccination programs that they continue to have, and the numbers are increasing into how many vaccinations they want us to receive. And so the children now are being vaccinated from birth. Many of us never even had shots from birth. My grandparents never even knew that vaccinations existed. They didn't participate in that system that goes. But I did. I was vaccinated, and I don't know, Brother Dwight, you probably received some vaccinations, probably.
Oh, yeah, I still got the scar.
Yeah.
Now, ain't that
so,
crazy?
That's crazy.
It left a scar on you.
A life
still
scar.
Now.
So if you have a life scar, ask yourself this. Now, many people who have had broken bones or something, and they have the scar, it's never the same. It's always the sensitivity there. You can tell when the weather is making changes because your body gives you signals and signs. You're more sensitive. So just think about that. Here, so some poison has been injected into our immune system that is supposed to create a new immune system. Why we need to create a new immune system when we came here with one? So the question is that if that means that it's making us form or something else for a later time, if you understand
right.
what I'm saying.
Making you into a reptilian, accountable.
Yes. And if you look at the ingredients that is in the vaccination, start with aluminum and mercury, you really don't have to go any further. Those are deadly by themselves. I mean, but there are more fetal tissue. So it's a lot of gold. So why am I even talking about this? The reason I'm talking about this because it is so deep. Until, yes, you might sing all you want to now, but what about your future? What about what the future has to say? What about being a provider for, something else in there that word said, provide. Let's go back to that. The reason that another thought that put me there is to anticipate. That is a part of the preparation for a possible event. So if we start preparing for these possible events or start examining the events that have happened to us, then maybe we can make adequate preparation and adequate arrangements, and we can get ready by making a plan for the future. This is all provide. This is all under the word provide. That's why I was like, what did I get my damn self into thinking about this subject? Because this subject has taken me so many places in my mind. I'm trying to keep it contained here, y'all.
It's making trouble.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Yes, indeed. Okay, so under religious, which was the number two part of head of household or household, is that I just want to read a few of these verses because I asked the question, what Bible verses speak of head of household? And so I'm going to read some verses that are out of the King James Version. And number one is 1 Corinthians 11:3. It says, but I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. Wow, that is some relationship, and the damn female boy, she ain't got a chance. Everybody is over her ass, you know what I mean? But this is said that the head of Christ is God. So, you know, when people, that made me also say, when people say God is Christ, that's not what this reads. But, wow, that was something. And then now, 1 Peter, you can stop me anytime you want, Dwight, because I really want to talk about this. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7 says, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. I was like, did they just put some shade on the female and say that she is the weaker vessel? Oh,
wait a minute.
Okay, go ahead.
If you are a esoteric student, over the many, many years that I would say right in 65 or 70 years that I have studied, when I come to a conclusion, like it says in Ecclesiastes, you come to a conclusion of all the knowledge that you can study. I tell any student, if you're good at knowing the second law of nature, which is the laws of opposites, if you're good at knowing the opposites everything that a white boy has said to be true, that's for him. Now, for you, it's opposite. So if he said that this about the female, then it's opposite to what we know, that the female is number one. Your ass can't get here. Now, that everything in creation is magnetic energy. Magnetic energy is female, not male. And we know this. We know this for a fact. So if you good at opposites, you can, whatever was told to you, it's the opposite way of thinking. And that's why we can laugh about this crazy son of a bitch talking about what he's saying in the Bible. Hell, shit. Good, Oliver. I mean, it's just unique because you showing the opposite right now, and everybody that's listening to us know that the female is number one. You see what I'm saying, Brother Drew? We peeped at that long time ago, Brother Drew. You remember when we peeped at that? Long time ago, we peeped at that when we were studying down at the canals. We peeped. One day, Coach said, shit, Ishmael said, shit, do y'all know what opposite is? He said, that crack ain't getting up. But reverse not. It's a revised version.
Right.
That's the best way I can put it. That's the way Ishmael said it. He said, what is a revised version? They done took and revised from the original. So whatever they say is true, just flip it over with
it. Yeah, like you said, you can use that in your everyday life. You know, and they say you have to have 3 square meals. Nope, that's not true. You know what I mean?
Not at all.
You can use it in your whole day. Everything that they say, just turn it around and dissect it.
Right. That's all you got to do. A good student will do that. Go ahead, old Sister Sean.
Yes, yes. This is very, very funny, I'm telling you. Okay, so this one's kind of interesting, too. I like this one, I guess. It says, this is 1 Timothy 5:8. It says, provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith, and is worse than an infidel. I think I kind of like that one, Dwyer. That one speak to me,
yeah,
right there, you know.
That's good. And you used the word infidel. He must have been a Muslim.
That's
what the Muslims call a Christian. So who wrote that? He used the word infidel. Yeah, that's amazing. So there had to be a Muslim that quoted that, because that's an infidel is a white person.
Mm-hmm.
Everything,
yeah,
according
how about
to the
that?
Tongue. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, and then it says, this is Ephesians, I think that's how you say it, 5:22, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband as unto the Lord. And then you had, it is quite a few of them in here, and most of them are all about the wives submitting. Colossians 3:18-19 says, wives, submit yourselves unto your husbands. Tapped out. Okay, so, you know, I mean, this is a part of, you know, submission. Really, I tell you what, the reason that anybody in their right mind should be able to understand that if only one party submits and the other party doesn't submit, that you're going to already have static, because you're not trying to become balanced, that third law of nature. That's why we have to examine some of these verses in religion and realize that some of this shit you just need to just throw away, because the logic of it, you know, just doesn't even make sense. You know, the logic of a person who is 400 pounds and still eating on ham hocks, you know, for lunch, you know, is not logical, because somewhere along the line, your imagination, your mind has been interrupted, and you haven't been provided for properly. Brother Dwight, did you want to say something else?
One that Big Mama had problem with, because I used to listen to him as a little boy. Both of them talk, you know, I was there with them. And I was listening. I'm 5, 6, 7 years old. When I said it at Nash's church, two old women in their 80s say, "Baby, Meatball, I'm so glad that you said what you said." She's like, "Oh, we always have said that, but never said it." What I said was, in the Bible, when Nash got up and quoted, women, the Bible says women should obey their husband. So I got up, I held my hand up. I said, "I'm going to ask you, tell you what my grandmother said. Suppose your husband is a zip-down fool. Is the woman supposed to obey a zip-down fool?" That's crazy. That's ludicrous, talking about female woman obey your husband. Suppose he is a goddamn fool. You supposed to obey him? My grandmother and them had problems with that. And I got a goddamn problem with it, too. Because I wanted a preacher. Nash couldn't answer that. He said the Bible said that. Because suppose your husband is a fool. If your husband tell you to go jump off of Mount Everest, you supposed to go jump? Yeah. Yeah. Now that's one of the most ridiculous ones in that book to me.
I think so too. You know, and here that's very, very dangerous, because now a person is only pulling from only that school of thought, which means that they have submitted their all to that whole school of thought. And that school of thought is not protecting them. A lot of females under these religious thought processes are not being protected because, you know, of the way that they are viewed. But the thing is that if you don't understand, or you're not willing to open your mind and look out in nature to find alternative answers to these questions, you're not going to realize that they're all illogical and that you've been taught backwards. Because if you look into nature, a female dog is not going to be hanging around a dog that's dogging her ass out. She's going to get on. We have been around here kind of looking at the meerkat. And that female and that, she don't even play, baby. They have a rule in there. They understand their limitations. And this is a part of understanding under provide, because it also talks about being able to make adequate decisions, you know, being able to see and provide, you know. Okay, so in the meerkats, this female is that if her female children have children before it's time, them children will suffer either one or two wraths. They either going to suffer the wrath of a life without a mama, or they going to suffer the wrath of death. And it is up to the female, the clan female, to decide how she wants to handle that. And it is based upon her relationship that she has with her daughter, and it is based upon the limits that they family, they clan can sustain, because every family has a limitation, and limits meaning that how far you could provide. It's like a mathematical formula. You don't go out if you only got $50,000 in your house coming in to go out and live like you have $200,000. It means you would have exceeded your limits. But limits like the space that you live in. You're only in a 3-bedroom house, but you got 12 children. You can make it, but it's going to be some tight very, very tight, the limitations. So understanding the limitations is very important. So the meerkat, what she did in this situation that we were seeing, she kicked the female's ass and put her out and kept the children and provided them herself. And so what the female had to do was still she came around a few times trying to get in good with the mama. She was not hearing it. She was like, you messed up. You messed up the balance of this household. You did not provide the protocol. You didn't follow the protocol. And this is a problem. Now, we as people, we have a problem with protocol. We are lawless. We don't set rules and regulations because we don't want to live by those bounds of laws that can help us grow. Anyway, so she did ultimately, when the daughter caught the mama at a moment that she had just given birth to a new litter, she caught her while she was soft, and she rubbed all up on her and everything. So the mama told her she'd let her in. And she let her in because she need her help now. Boy, she like, shit, come on in here, girl, and provide for them damn children you got over there. You know what I'm saying? So that means this, is that she still knew she had strategy about what she needed to do, how she needed to expand. Many of us are stupid. We're so stupid now that the females, this is a culture that's going on, and some of you all probably heard about this. The females now are so out of balance that they could have a man living in their household, providing for them economically, and making sure that they have a decent way of life, you know, and they'll go through his phone and find out that he might have been chatting on Facebook, Messenger, Google, Twitter, whatever, any other social medias or through text message with someone. And they will create chaos even down to fighting the man and calling the police on him and having them arrested. Now, why is that illogical? Because, one, is he your provider? You know what I'm saying? He is providing for your household. So you so emotionally imbalanced right now that you are reacting. And this is a trend that is going on in the culture of our community. A lot of men are being locked up unjustifiably because females are going through their personal belongings and finding out that they are chatting with other females or males and going cahoots. That's crazy because you are internally destroying your economics in your household. So this is a trend that's going on right now, Brother Dwight. I know we're close to the time. If you all want to say anything about that or have you witnessed this through some of the craziness of the current females that we have right now. And they don't have no kind of protocol in their head about how to handle relationship problems or issues that come up into our society.
That's due to the fact of living under grace from the law. And when you live up under grace from the law, then that makes you an outlaw. and everybody's an outlaw. And see, all of this started with what? The African Americans culture that got started. They put it on the census. They made it official in 1970, 49 years ago, that you was an African American. It's a lot of people call themselves that, and they don't know why they call it, but it brought about a way of thinking, a culture, where the female stopped being the soul brother and soul sister. The female became the bitch and the hoe. Well, then the male stopped being the soul brother. He became a dog that's a fool. And believe me, the ones that's zero age to 40 years old is bitches and hoes, dogs and fools. And they're killing each other 100 miles an hour as we speak right now because of this hip-hop culture that went into the church with praise dancing and all your moral standards. got thrown away through the hip-hop culture, because the hip-hop culture came out of the Superfly culture. And you don't even realize that. And now this is you talking about four generations of this way of thinking. And so what you got is 96.97% of the people that's born out the 1970s is on mind-controlling drugs and mentally ill. Well, that makes it, that stat came out in the year 1999. That means that that boy right now that was 5 years old and girl is 25 years old. Well, they got a child at 7 years old because they had a child at 12 years old. This is 2019, so the baby is 7 years old. And they'll kill you. And we're looking at them killing you right here in Dallas, Texas. We're looking at the 0 to 40 years old kill the shit out of each other, all because of a mindset dealing with the food you eat. You eat the food of the beast, you become the beast of the field. That's the 11th chapter of Leviticus and the 29th verse. Look at the people now. They are obese. You don't see nobody look like you no more, Shonda. Shit. You don't see nobody, especially your age. They don't see nobody. Shahada is another one. You don't see nobody. But you was with the Nation of Islam. And that's, it made a difference. It made a difference. And so we can see the results of the hip-hop communication because of that culture that Jesse Jackson started. Look at the results of it. It's funky now. You see it. You see it daily. You hear it on the TV. Everything. It ain't nothing but killing. And the people that's getting killed is the 12 to, well, no, the zero. I put it at zero because they're killing babies now. Shit, they killed a baby at 3 years old, this nut did. I mean, so you can see the nut cases now. All you have to do is open your eyes. It ain't goddamn not staring you in the face. And most Christians is saying, no, it ain't. That ain't true. What you say, me, boy, that ain't true. That ain't true. Shit. The robber done stopped saying it ain't true. I tell him, hell, you look at it, man. He told him on the radio. I was shocked what he said. He said, you got to deal with what Meatball say. He said, because it's staring us in the face. Shit. You got to deal with it. You got a crisis, not a problem. It's a crisis now. To the point that, hell, me and you scared to go outside. Hell, I got 3 shotguns and 2 pistols in the car. And I have to ride with my pistol in my lap because you don't know what fool going to drive up beside you and start shooting. And he's, look at his age bracket. At his age.
Well, he's in the Grand Theft Auto, as we talked about that. And DeWire, of course, I still only scratched the scratch today. I'll just continue. For me on this subject, I'm going to next time come back, I'm going to pick up on protect, because that's what you're talking about right now. We are unprotected because we have no order. We have no law about how we operate. And so all of that is going to come under protect, and we need to really seriously concentrate on that, because stress, if you are in a stressful situation, your body is going to react to that stress just as deadly as a bomb. So we need to come back and really think about protect and who are the protectors and what we need to be doing about protecting ourselves and one another. Thank you all for allowing me to share today, and I look forward to coming back and sharing again. Peace
and love. All right. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it can come out of y'all next week.